Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Reds were on the radio last night, and the Kings of the Ohio welcomed the Birds on the bat, the St. Louis Cardinals, to town. The Cardinals were in a tailspin, if you remember. They were swept on the weekend by the Chicago Cubs, three games in Wrigley, and the Cardinals' tailspin continued yesterday. It's not like the Reds were playing any better. The Redlegs lost their final games of their series to Atlanta over the weekend, 5 of 6 overall, 2 out of 3 to Atlanta. The Reds were set up 18 up, 18 down. Carlos Martinez was dealing until the 7th inning when 2 RBI doubles from Eugenio Suarez and Scooter Gennett. That was the difference. Reds beat the Cardinals 4-2. All 4 runs came in the 7th inning. That's the first of a 4-game series with the Cardinals. We'll have games 2 and 3 for you tonight and tomorrow. Marty Brenneman's pregame starts at 7 o'clock. They got another good start from Wojciechowski. He went 6 innings. How many Reds pitchers can you count on one hand to go 6 innings? It hasn't been many lately. Asher Wojciechowski gave up 8 hits, 2 runs, walked 2, struck out 6, didn't give up any home runs. That's good. The Reds bullpen, maybe they got some rest because they didn't have to pitch in these games getting bombed late. At least their premium guys didn't. Michael Lorenzen came in to pitch the 8th. Russell Iglesias, his 10th save, striking out 3 of the 4 batters he faced in the 9th. So hard luck for Martinez, but everybody's got these issues. The National League Central has been quiet. Reds are 26-30. The Cardinals are 26-29. And both teams are only 3 games out of first place behind the Chicago Cubs, winners of 4 in a row. So what does it mean? A 4-game winning streak of any kind in the National League Central can move you from the bottom to the top. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Thad Mott is out at Ohio State. Yeah.
Did you see the reason?
Yeah, he's not winning enough games.
Well, and plus the athletic director talked about his recruiting problems, so to speak.
And he has some health issues that ties us all together.
He's got a back problem
He's got a foot problem, back problem. He's got all – it just didn't work out.
Is he likely to land in a Division I big job?
I don't know if – I think in a roundabout way, his health issues perhaps hinder that recruiting because he's got to be in airplanes and be on planes and going to these showcases and doing this and doing that.
The real part of the story is how late this firing happened.
Yes. This is something, if it was really wins and losses, would have been done in March, as we saw here. But I think it was the roster kind of falling apart. I think it came to a head is what happened. Well, he had all these issues that were out here under the umbrella, and then the umbrella closed and brought everything into one.
The story was he had the conversation with the athletic director after the season, and it was based on, okay, now you go out and recruit, and we'll talk again.
Well, and then after that, 2 guys transfer, one guy gets arrested and kicked off the team. It just kind of, like I said, it all fell apart. Mm-hmm. The beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch said, this is not health-related. So Thad Mata's time as a Buckeye is over, and the coaching carousel spins again within the Big Ten. Thankfully, Hoosier fans have Archie Miller at the helm, who was a one-time mentioned, perhaps waiting for the Ohio State job. Timing sometimes in life is everything. Don't forget the Reds are on the radio tonight, 7 p.m. Marty Brenneman's pregame first pitch against the Cardinals shortly follows. I'm Mike Glasgow, pinch hitting for Joe Smith.